Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with my best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean. How are you tonight?
Hey, Charlene, and hello, everyone out there. I'm doing great, and welcome. Like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I are both spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. And all of the healings you will receive tonight are divine based. We are the facilitators of the healings, and we give God all the glory. These healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy. And this energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. And Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we'll go straight to the phone lines and then the chat room, getting messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. So if you're in the chat room, all you have to do is just type in your first name and say, "Hey, I'd like a message, Jean." And I'll put you on the list. So I'm going to pass it back to Charlene.
Thank you, Jean. And we always ask everybody before we begin the healing to set up a proxy list, which is a list of people that you would like this healing to go out to, friends and family, animals especially, or pets. And remember, we never overcome anyone's free will. So this, if this healing goes out to someone and their soul chooses not to receive it, well, they just will not receive it. So if you'll set up your proxy list, I am going to begin with a prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the New Way Power Hour and all of our listeners. Bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. We ask that everybody feel your essence and your presence tonight. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, we ask that everyone integrate this healing with grace and ease and comfortability, and that their vibration and consciousness and frequencies rise up to enlightenment in the 12 attributes of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Goddess, Creator of all, in the name of the light, I'd like to put in a divine miracle healing request for everyone tonight. I ask that whatever they're seeking, I ask in Jesus' name that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so if anybody has a special healing request out there, whether it be a physical healing or mental or emotional thing, just put it out there. You need a healing on your finances or your career, or you're looking for something particular, just put out there exactly what it is that you need, because right now, Creator of All is communing with your soul and the group consciousness of this radio show and is hearing every word of it. So we ask that, we definitely recommend that you put in that divine miracle healing request. All right, in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon us and infuse us with so much light, commune with our souls, and New Way healers, in the name of the light, would you please come down and remove 800,000 layers off of us. They'll be removing that many layers off of your chakras, your auric field. They'll be clearing your life path. And the New Way Healers are a group of archangels and ascended masters that specifically do these divine healings, and Jesus is the head of that team. Our goal in these healings and readings is for your personal power, peace, and clarity to be restored. High Self, please connect with the soul of everyone at the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour, and please apply every single healing that there is. Please guarantee everybody's personal honor, personal dignity, personal power is restored. Turn on everybody's energies and powers. Shift everybody into divine, true, love-based. clear and remove all fear, pain, suffering, lack, sickness, illness, and disease, anything creating it and causing it, allowing it, or attracting it. New Way Healers, please clear everybody's relationship space, their career space, their sexual space. Guarantee everybody is cleared out of their space. And Mother God, could you please come down and give everybody a healing of your nature and give them a brand new set of chakras, a brand new processor, a brand new power source, and pull their energies in. And Jesus, would you please clear everyone's rows, pull their energies in and go through every aspect of their space and clear, close, heal, and seal any holes in their auric field. Jesus, please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everyone's tree of life and apply a life force healing. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bring down the power and the energy of everyone's true essence, their true authentic self. Jesus, please do a complete and total soul retrieval. Clear and clean everybody's energy. Call it back. And guarantee everybody is running 100% of their own energy. Any kind of cords or energy drains, energy blocks, money drains, money blocks, please clear and remove them. Whoosh them on away. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head? Please clear, balance, and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain and apply a spiritual healing in a Star of David. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions. Please clear any separation or division programs or patterns. Please clear all blocks to hearing and seeing God. Please clear all hate, anger, negativity, rage, anything creating that. Any seeds of craziness, madness, sadness, unstableness, insanity, mental or emotional disturbances. Please disconnect any negative group consciousness programs or patterns and just whoosh them on out. Clear all worldly and planetary energies. Guarantee everyone is solidly grounded to the earth with a good, solid, strong grounding cord connected directly up to Creator of all. All their gauges are connected up to Creator of all. Their havingness and I can have it gauge are connected to Creator of all. Please, Jesus, clear everyone's heart. Let's take everyone up to the goddesses. Open them up. Clear all their inner layers. And please clear any heart wounds, soul scars, soul wounds, heart trauma, heartache, heartbreak. Please clear any mind trauma. Please clear everyone's brain. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon everyone's head and send so much light through their head, through their brain, and guarantee that it is clear. Please open up all minds, energy minds that there are, their unconscious mind, their subconscious mind, their I am consciousness, their superconscious mind, and clear all of those and send your divine healing, miracle, Creator of all healing energy through all those minds. Bring them together as one and connect their mind up to the mind of Creator of all. Connect their soul to their mind to their body. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please send everyone the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all now. Anything that anyone is ready to release, just whooshing on out for them. Guarantee their energy, every layer of them, their connection to source is perfect. And they are clear. Guarantee their life path is clear. 100%. Their guide team is 100% light angelics. Any outsiders, intruders, anything creating conflict or taking away their peace, clear and remove it and return them to love and peace. Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please run heart energy with everyone and heal their heart. clear and remove any depression, oppression, repression, suppression, imprisonment, entrapment, slavery programs and patterns. Just whoosh them on out and return everybody to love and peace and calmness and harmony and balance. Please hit their joy button. And I'd like to ask the crystal healers to please come down and give everyone a crystal healing. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse everyone with the violet flame. The New Way healers to scan everyone to make sure every aspect of them is clear. And all of their energies, their programming, just reset, reprogram, and reboot everyone to divine, true, love-based. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, whatever is in them that is like any limiting belief systems or any fears that's coming up, name them and clear and remove them, and clear and remove any expectations or goals, judgments, or criticisms that's ever been put on anyone. Pull everyone out of struggle and survival. Pull their relationship space out of struggle and survival. Their career space out of struggle and survival. Guarantee all of their chakras are cleared and removed out of struggle and survival and return to love and peace and are working at their fullest capacity. Please clear and remove any negative seeds, imprints, or implants within their chakras or their entire being. Raise their energies toward believing in themselves, loving themselves, self-acceptance, self-forgiveness up to 100%. Anybody, anything, or anyone blocking those things, clear and remove them now. All right. I'd like to ask the Jinshin Jitsu healers to please come down and give everybody a Jinshin Jitsu healing. Make sure their energies are flowing front and back perfectly and beautifully. Please clear, balance, and harmonize everybody's organs and glands and body systems. And Jinshin Jitsu healers, apply all the Jinshin Jitsu organ flows and body flows 5 times fold. Let's pull everybody's energy up to true love. God, Goddess, Creator of all, Mother God, Asna, would you please bring in everybody's soul chart? Please clear their soul chart. Guarantee everybody's phylum list is prioritized according to what their highest good is on this planet, and make sure they are number one on their phylum list. Anybody that does not belong on that phylum list, please clear and remove it. Mother God, please restore everybody's money power and their money flow to them. Mother God, would you please step into everybody's body and empower them? Apollo, please come down and strengthen everybody as a soul. Goddesses, please send everybody the power of the Godhead. And goddesses, please send everybody the power of the goddess and raise all the powers in everybody's chakras up to 100%. And guarantee they are clear and free. Anything that is trying to overcome anyone's free will, hinder their spiritual growth, hurt or harm them in any way, in the name of Jesus, I am directing and ordering you out of their space now. Go now. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please return everyone to love and peace and calmness, and bless everybody with the power of forgiveness, especially the power of the forgiveness for themselves. All right, everybody's connection to source looks good. Everybody's life path looks good. Guarantee everybody's energy looks good. In all energy powers, they guarantee their creator of energy and vitality is turned on, their mental and emotional power. their spiritual power, their physical body power, their money and wealth power, and the creator of it. Clear everybody on chart 5 and chart 26. Apply every healing that there is. Somebody please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all and fill them up with divine love and the true authentic self of themselves. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please lead and guide each and every person here on their life path, on their spiritual path. Walk with them and work behind the scenes every day to help them. Lead them and guide them and let thy will be done. Amen. All right, folks, this part of the healing is complete. I'm going to pass it over to Jean, and she is going to sing the Reiki codes, which are very powerful. Jean?
Thank you, Charlene, and thank you for facilitating that wonderful healing. If everybody would please set your intentions for where you would like for this wonderful life force energy called Reiki to go. If you're having an issue on any part of your physical body, if you'd like for it to send it to your home and your property, to your car, obviously please send it to your animals and to your water that you drink, to the food that you eat, to your plants in your house, anything of this earth that Reiki energy just, it just loves Reiki energy. So the first code that I will sing is the Chokurei, and Chokurei is inviting all the power of the universe to come in. It opens the rainbow bridge, and it calls down the power of the white light. It opens the spirit doorway for healing. It fills, it purifies, and it blesses. The Seheki is the mental and the emotional symbol. It opens and clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity, and it clarifies and sets boundaries. It heals negative patterns, and it breaks addiction, and it heals relationships toward right relationships. The Hunsha Zeishonin is a distance symbol, and it's me sending this symbol out and directing all the energies and all the symbols to go out to you. And it's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future, and it heals the whole timeline. The Daikomyo is the master symbol, the great purifier, and it enhances and empowers all the other symbols. The Raku is like a lightning bolt that clears obstructions. And the Kriya at the end of the healing is about perfect balance and action, and it balances energies, and it raises awareness, and it transforms. So please set your intentions and take deep breaths.
Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Seheki. Hunsha Zeishonin. Hunsha Zeishonin. Hunsha Zeishonin. Hunsha Zeishonin. Hunsha Zeishonin. Hunsha Zeishonin. Daikomyo. 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 Daku. Seheki, Seheki, Seheki. Kriya. 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 Kriya.
Thank you. Okay, back to Charlene for the major house healing.
Okay, folks, if you'll put your address out there, it can be an address for a home or a property, an office, either one of those. It could even be a boat, or I recommend if you have like a house and you have like we have an RV in our house and a couple cars and different buildings on the property, to put all of it on there. So to ask that it encompass it all. And if you have a workspace, I recommend you put that on there as well. All right. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and addresses that have been put out here tonight and infuse them with so much light and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. Please waterfall all these homes and properties and addresses with agape and the highest of creator of all energy, encompassing all the healing energies that's available to us as human beings that's of 100% light, love, and agape. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please fill up all of these properties with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below. Please ground the center of these homes and properties and addresses in the four corners of them to the center of the earth and pop those healing roses and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Major house healers and psychic smudgers, please come down and give all these homes and properties and addresses a healing of your nature. New Way healers, please come down and give all these homes and properties and addresses a new way healing, clear and clean every nook and cranny of the homes and properties, and remove a million layers off of them. Jesus and Lady Nana, would you please walk through all of these homes and properties and addresses and infuse them with supernatural peace and supernatural unconditional love? Archangel Michael, would you please come down to these homes and properties with your band of mercy and go through these homes and property and give them a complete spirit releasement, a space clearing, clear, close, heal, and seal any holes or openings to other dimensions. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse these homes and property with the violet flame 1 billion times fold. God, Goddess, creator of all, please bless all of these homes and return them to love and peace and divine, true love-based. Please clear and remove all fear, pain, suffering, and lack, sickness, illness, and disease. Pull these homes and properties and addresses out of struggle and survival. Return them to divine, true love-based. Clear them on chart 5 and chart 26 and apply every healing that there is. Guarantee all of these homes and property are divine, true love-based. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, folks, this part of the healing is over. And, Jean, is there anybody in the chat room or anybody on the phone line?
Yes, we do have some people on the switchboard that have their hand up and are asking for a message from their guardian angel, and we have several chat room guests that are waiting patiently. So we're going to start with the phone lines, and then we'll go to the chat room. So the first person, and the last four digits of your number, that would like a message are 2517. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, thank you. This is Blair.
Okay, Blair. First of all, your guardian angel is saying things that you've been asking about, praying about, or putting out there that you would like, that those prayers are being answered. And it's important to know that money is coming your way, lots of abundance, and it's important to keep your thoughts positive about that so that that money flow can come in really, really strong for you, because it looks like it's coming in from a kind of an unknown source. So stay positive about money, because you have a buffalo working with you that's about abundance, which is a really good thing. So good luck with that, and thanks for calling into the show.
That's fantastic, and that's exactly what's going on. So you're perfect as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next caller on the line that would like a message, the last four digits of your number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, it's Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hey.
The first that your guardian angel is saying is that you've been kind of going back and forth about a decision, and she said you're searching for the truth, and so it'll help you with how you take action on this. And actually, I see a bear with you, and the bear is about introspection and protection, and the bear says go within, and you'll find the answer within yourself, because you also have a blue jay with you, and the blue jay is about knowing the truth through intuition. So the blue jay is saying trust your intuition in this matter. And there's another matter that your guardian angel is saying that you've been sending up prayers for that's completely different from the one that she first spoke of. And she wants you to know that your prayers have been heard, and the answer is there. You also have an owl with you, Jane, and the owl is about feminine wisdom. So trust your wisdom is your animal guide's big message tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You are very welcome, and you have a good evening, and thank you for following the show.
Yes, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of their number are 0748.
Hello.
Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, thank you.
Could I get your first name, please?
My name is Catherine.
Okay, Catherine. All right, well, first of all, your guardian angel is saying set crystal clear intentions about what you desire. And it's important that you're really specific about what you're seeking in your life. Because if you're not specific, then you may get exactly what you want, but you might get some that you don't want along with it. Okay? So she's saying with spring and everything coming that it's important for you to put out there a lot of specifics, because you're about to go through a major life change. You've got a lot of butterflies working with you, which means transformation. So she says that there's some real positive things coming up, but it's time, she says, sort of to reinvent your life or start doing some new things. And she said you're aware of it. So So the big thing is to start the manifesting and to be crystal clear about what you want, okay?
All right. Any other animals?
All right. Well, thank you. All right. All I saw was the butterfly tonight, which is transformation.
Okay.
So, all right.
Thanks so much
for following the show.
Okay. The next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hey, Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Your guardian angel has stepped out. Okay, excuse me. Actually, Archangel Michael is with you, and he wants you to know that. And he's saying that anytime you need help with a situation, to call on him, because he's there for you, and he's with you a whole lot. And he wants you to know that it doesn't matter what the situation is, call on him when you feel the need for his kind of protection and energy. And your guardian angel, your head guardian angel, is this, she's saying it's important, Vicki, that you remember who you are, that you are a powerful, loving, and a creative healer. And she wants you to know that there are many on the other side cheering for you and what you do on this plane as you walk your path. You have a lion with you, and that's about feminine power and leadership. You also have a raven with you, and the raven is working with you on the magic that comes through for you in your life. So good luck with that, Vicki, and thanks so much for following the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Charlene, we're down to the last caller on the switchboard that has their hand up, and then we're going to go to the chat room. And the last four digits of this caller's number are 9459. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, ladies. This is Gina.
Hello, Gina. All right, well, your guardian angel is saying that there's something going on with you that she says to soften your heart about, to change your attitude about it, and the situation will change. But it's really finding compassion and softening your heart toward a particular person that may be doing some things that just, you know, don't really suit you, or you may think that's wrong or bad. But, you know, what's really wrong or bad is it's just part of their path, you know. And she's mm-hmm. saying that certain things that have been said to you that have hurt your feelings, she said it's all their stuff. It's just important for you to not take it personally because it's just not your stuff. Your guardian angel, she's showing me it's like you've got a lot of bluebirds and blue jays around you. Bluebirds are about happiness, and blue jays are about knowing the truth through intuition. She says you have a special gift for discernment, which is knowing when people are lying to you, they're not telling the truth, something's just not right. She says follow mm-hmm. that, and she said that'll help you, and trust it. You know, if something don't feel right, it is not right, okay? And remember,
right.
other people, the way they act and behave, it's all their stuff. It's not yours, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Thank you for following the show.
Okay, Charlene, we're going to switch to the chat room. And the first person on the chat room list is Marguerite. And, hey, Marguerite, we're really happy to see you back in the chat room. And your guardian angel is saying something very simple to you. She's saying, breathe, Marguerite. Be still and breathe. And that's where you'll find your blessings. And she says that you know what she means. She's also saying that it's a good time for you to get some energy healing work. And whatever resonates with you and whatever healer you're drawn to, trust your discernment on that. And she's also saying that, wow, she has a whole bouquet of daisies she's handing you. And she's saying that's a hello from heaven. And she said, you know who that is. They're beautiful daisies. Okay, and you have a camel with you. And the camel is saying it is just with you for a short time. But the camel's message to you and what it's bringing to you is it's okay to be different. It's okay to walk on your path and be who you are, regardless of what anyone else says, and it's okay to be different. And you have three doves with you and that peace, bringing that peace into your heart because peace is very important to you. So thank you so much for following the show, Marguerite, and have a blessed evening. Okay, Charlene, the next person that is ready for a message is Brenda.
All right, Brenda. Your guardian angel says that a lot of people you know, they like to talk to you about maybe things that are going on with them, but they value your opinion and what you think. And, you know, part of that, it's important to know that you have a special gift in your voice. So it's important to always to be kind. Another big thing that your guardian angel is saying that God forgives instantaneously. And it's important for you to forgive yourself and to know that you are forgiven for whatever it is that's been bothering you. All right? Also, you have a dove working with you for peace. And that peace goes right along with that self-forgiveness. So good luck with that, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next in the chat room that would like a message is Candace. And Candace, your guardian angel is saying it's important at this time to honor and to trust your feelings, because there are she's saying that there are going to be some ups and downs in how you feel, but it's okay. It's important and okay for you to honor them, to just say, okay, I'm feeling this right now. Allow yourself to feel it and then move forward. She says you know how to do that, Candace. And she's also saying that an opportunity is coming where you're going to be able to just soar. And you'll feel it when the opportunity comes, because you'll get really excited about it. And you'll feel really positive about it. And you'll feel empowered with this opportunity. So she says just take off and soar. You have a deer with you, and the deer is about being gentle. And the deer is saying be gentle with yourself and how you honor your feelings. Be gentle with yourself. And you also have a rabbit with you, and the rabbit is about taking little fears that you have, whatever they are, and taking them away out of your space. The rabbit says, allow me to take them out of your space. So good luck with that, Candace, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, the next chat room guest that would like a message is Jennifer.
Jennifer, your guardian angel is saying pay attention to your intuition, and pay attention to the thoughts that are coming to you, the new ideas that are coming to you, because it's all your guardian angel feeding you information from what's to come to be that's on your soul chart. And she says there's still something big here on this planet that you are supposed to do, and there's something about you that just doesn't believe this. Well, I'm just here to do this or that, or I don't know, maybe I'm not that important. And your guardian angel says that is absolutely not so, that it's important for you to know that what you are doing on this planet is very valued. You're a healer, and it's important for you to hear the loving thoughts that the divine sends you and to say loving thoughts to yourself and be on your own side. That's really, really important. And you have a raven that's like tapping you on the ear, and that's about magic. You carry a lot of divine magic. You also have a unicorn with you, which is about magic. Your guardian angel says use your divine powers, and you can change something really, really quickly. And she's saying all is well in your world. Know that. All right. So thanks for following the show, Jennifer.
Okay. The next chat room guest that would like a message is Hannah. And Hannah, your guardian angel is saying that there are some things that are coming up for you at this time that it's important that you release and let go of and forgive yourself. She says that you're easy to forgive others, but it's important to look at the other side of that as well and forgive yourself so that everything will be forgiven on a whole instead of just halfway. She's saying that it's time to do some creative writing. And she says that you have it in you very strongly, whether you recognize it or not. And it's this time to start some creative writing, whatever it is. She said, write about a blade of grass if you have nothing to write about. She said, but write, because it's a gift that you have. You have a bluebird with you, and the bluebird is about happiness. And the bluebird is saying, the happy times are here. Embrace them. And there's also a hummingbird with you, and the hummingbird is about joy, and it's raising your joy level. So the hummingbird is saying, embrace that joy in your energy field and hold it. And the hummingbird also says that your joy level, your energy level is safe and protected, to pull it in. Okay, so thank you so much, Hannah, for following the show, and you have a blessed evening. And Charlene, we're down to the last chat room guest, and that is Neely.
All right, Neely, I see a horse working with you, which is for travel and personal power. Now, your guardian angel says that there is coming up something new that you're going to be doing on a maybe a job, or you're learning something new that could potentially turn into a career. She's saying be open to that. It may be something you do on the side. She says pay especially attention here, starting effective immediately, to breath work, to your yoga, or anything that you can do to get into meditative state, because they have a lot of information for you about some new things coming up. The one thing she wants me to tell you is there's something you've been asking and praying about quite a lot. She says that divine timing, and they are working behind the scenes to get this. It's important for you to have your faith and your belief up to 100% while you're doing that. Now, remember, when you're in your meditative state, and I recommend this for everyone while they're praying, is to ask Creator of All to commune with your soul and get in that special place and allow God to speak to you. Because there's some really great things coming your way. I see a dolphin working with you, which is for breath work. So your guardian angel knows, says you know how to do that. And she says stay really, really positive in your mind, because there's some really good things coming your way here in spring, which is less than 30 days away. So good luck with that, Neely, and thank you for following the show.
Okay, Charlene. We are to the end. That is all of the messages for tonight. And I want to thank you for facilitating that healing. That felt so good. And we want to thank everybody out there for joining us tonight, for following the show. New faces and faces of those that continually join us each time we have the show. So, Charlene, any last words?
No, I'd just like to thank everybody and say blessings to everybody. God bless you all. And we recommend we have another radio show date planned. So after that, or in the meantime, I recommend that you go back and listen to the archives. In about 2 hours, this show will be going into the archives. So you can go back into it anytime, and you can actually get to it from our website and listen to the show anytime you want. These healings are really, really powerful, and if you could get one once a day, it would be good, but once a week would be good too. So whatever's convenient to you, because it's free, and you can go right on the radio show on our website and go right to it. So thanks for following the show. Jean, would you please take us out with a prayer tonight?
I would be honored. Creator of all, I ask that you please bless everyone with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and ground them 100% in their personal power and strength as they walk their path. I ask that you protect and bless them, raise their frequencies and vibration to their highest divine level, and let them know that their heart is your heart, and your heart is their heart. We walk as one. Lead everyone and guide them, and let your will be done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Matakwe Oyasin. Thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. Charlene and I are so happy to do this show, and we're so glad and grateful that you join us. Take care, everyone. Many blessings and good night.